Okay, and this is Parsha on page Resh Bamirala. We're going to talk about the Suda Havra'a. What is the Suda Havra'a? So let's start with the Pasuk first, and then we'll explain what the Suda is. So the Pasuk says, Vayazid Yaakov Nazid Vayavo Esav Min Asad Vayav. So there Yaakov was there cooking the stew, and his dear brother Esav comes from the field, hunting in the field. He's tired, he's exhausted in being involved in the main cardinal sins. The Yomer Esav al Yaakov, Esav says to Yaakov the famous words, Haliteni nami na adam adam azeh. Pour into my throat some of this red stuff, the lentil stew that you are cooking. Ki ayefanechi, I'm too exhausted to even lift up a spoon. Ironically, I went to buy meat this week, chont meat at Hawkers in San Andrea, and I said, you have basar tavar, that's what we use for our chont meat. Always the question, tari, or is it fresh, or do you want it kafuf, frozen? I always say tari, bring it out. Brings a beautiful piece of meat. And he knows I don't like the schmaltz. I always have him take the schmaltz off. He says, it doesn't even have the schmaltz. I said, ten li ha adom adom azeh. Because it's beautiful red. Give me this red piece of meat. I said, how often do you have a joke in a butcher shop based on the parsha? So Esav comes, and he wasn't lucky enough to have basar tavar tari from the fresh meat from Hawkers, but he had lentil soup. That was what he was looking for. Coming.
That's what was there.
Not the soup that my mom, that my wife just made. It's red. Really? We have always Parshas told us we have lentil soup. So it's red. Believe me, it's red. Okay, Rashi says as follows: the Rashi b'pasuk min ha'adam adam azeh. In that pasuk, he says as follows: she'otzo yom meisa Avraham. That was that day that Avraham Avinu passed away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that Avraham Avinu would have the sorrow of seeing Esav going off the derech, you would say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to pass away a little bit earlier, 5 years earlier. In fact, Yitzchak lived to 180 years, and Avram only to 175 to spare Avram the sorrow of seeing Esav being involved in all the Averas. Ubishal Yaakov Adoshim Avrasavah. So he says that Yaakov was cooking Adoshim lentils in order to be Mavi, to console the Avel. So what's going on here? We have the grandchild of Avram. Avram has passed away. The grandchild is cooking for his father Yitzchak, who is the son, the real Avel. Yitzchak is the Avel. And we have the son of the Avel cooking a meal for him. So why is that happening? So the next paragraph says, Kein b'Rabbeinu b'Achya Sham Kasav. Shayaloi shayomer v'yazid Yitzchak. Why doesn't it say that Yitzchak is cooking his own meal? Why does it say v'yazid Yaakov? Why does it say that Yaakov, the son, the grandson of Avram Avinu, is cooking the meal? Shaharei ga'ad Avram Avivayim Yisavo. Because Yitzchak was the Avel. Avel mitnei Avel asu lechol misho. But there's a halacha that the Avel is not allowed to eat of his own food. Lekach hiskin Yaakov amazal. So accordingly, it was Yaakov that was preparing the food on behalf of his father, who is an Avelus over his grandfather. So that's our sugya today. This is called the Suda Havra. It's the consoling meal, the consolidation meal from Havra, Bari, healthy. It's the meal of recovery, is what it is. That there's a concept, and we're going to see all the details in Yirtz Hashem today, that after the Kvura, the meal of the Avel should be supplied by others. So that's going to be our sugya for today.
You're supposed to prepare 5 years before your father says, before your parents said, but he changed his 5 years based on his father died earlier.
Yeah. His father, in other words, earlier, you have 5 years and five years before and 5 years after the first of the parents, and then when it gets to the second parent, it's 5 years before, 5 years after. Not your right. We'll see the source first. Good question. Very good question. So it's source in Yechezkel. It's not going to be a doraita. We see that. We also see it in Rashi that it was done. But it's right now we'll see that a lot of the laws of Avelus are learned from Yechezkel. So in Yechezkel, we're on the right column where it says the Yechezkel. Chavdale, the parapara Chavdale, Tefen Yuzay Nemar. So this is the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel your wife is going to be passing away. And that's a metaphor, a muscle for the Beis HaMikdash, the Bais Rishon. And he says as follows in the Pasuk, Ben Adam, I'm going to take away the jewel of your eye with a plague. I don't. Typically, when somebody passes away, you should have a hesped. You should cry. You should mourn for that person. He says that that's not going to be the case here. Rashi explains that's not going to be the case. He's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Typically, we would go into Avelis, but because everyone is going to be an Avel over the Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be no one to be the Nachman Avel. So you can't have Avelis if no one is there to console it. But in any case, we hear, see a lot of...
Is that the case? That's what... An Avel who's sitting in a remote place?
Lamaisa, no. You still, because people call, whatever. But everyone was in that stage of Avelis. But this is an exception. But that's what Rashi... Rashi gives two explanations. It's one of the explanations. So it goes through the details of Yechezkel that these are the things that typically an Avel would do that you're not going to do. And based on the drush and the pasuk, the Moed Kazan says we learn from this halacha that an Avel cannot learn Torah. We learn from this that you can't say Shalom Aleichem to an Avel. We don't greet an Avel. We learn, and it's not a halacha, it's a halacha, a minhag, that the Avel does atifas harosh. It's not commonly done nowadays, but there was an atifa, a head covering that was put over the Avel. I once went to Menachem Avel to a rabbi in Los Angeles, and he had his hat over his eyes. And he says, nowadays, that's how we do the atifa. The atifa is one of the minhagim of Avelus, of the halacha of Avelus. It has, for various reasons, we're not knowing to do it nowadays, but he was being mocked.
Dayanim would also do that.
The
Dayanim.
Would also have an idea.
The beginning of the genius one.
Same concept. Same idea. Same idea. Okay, and also, amongst the dinim, Toti Yechezkel, are the Lechem Anashim Lo Tochal. Don't eat the food of others. In other words, typically an Avel can only eat the food of somebody else. The Chesed is going to be different. This is going to be an exceptional case. From here we learn that an Avel typically only eats of the food from somebody else. Okay, so the Makor of this is Reish Lamed Bet. We're on page Lamed Bet. Turn the page. Where it says Makor. Top right column. Makor, the Suda Savra Mimakal Shalachar. We see it from Rashi. This concept of the Suda Savra, that you don't eat of your own food, but you eat from the food of somebody else. Jump lines down to the fifth line in that paragraph. The Chaymuva Bikamor Moikatan, Rafain Mabeza Marab Yehuda Marab, Avel Yomishon Asulecho Lechem Mishalo, and Avel on the first day is prohibited to eat his own Lechem. Now, two important variables that we're going to have to grapple with is which meal or meals does it apply to? According to this, it's Yom Rishon. Kapshuto says the entire day. Very good. So we have to see. Kapshuto, the Gemara says the entire day, Yom Rishon. And the second thing we're going to have to focus on is Lechem. He can't eat his own with Lechem. His own bread. How about everything else? How about the chicken? How about if you come home, the Avel comes home and he needs a drink. And he needs a coffee or a tea. He hasn't drunk for a few hours. And it was 90 degrees outside during the Shura. Can he have it? Nora? Right. Okay, there you go. So what's the source for this? Midam alei rachmano yecheskel v'lechem anashim bosochal. We learn it from Yecheskel, from that pasuk. Yecheskel, don't eat of the food of other people. But typically an Avel would only eat of the food of other people. So the three reasons brought down by the postgame, why we have this concept, we have this halacha of bringing food to the Avel for the Suda Sabra. Number one is brought in the Beit Yosef by Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says as follows, I'll read it outside. Somebody who is in Avelus is so concerned about the mace, so involved in sorrow that they forget about their own health. They forget about themselves, and in fact, they even want to pass away. I don't want to be here. I don't want to get depressed and sabrach and just... I don't want to deal with this. I just want to go also. And that's why we have to make sure, we have to make sure to bring that person food, make sure we supply the needs of that individual.
Who's that here about?
We'll talk about it.
That logic is
We'll talk about it in the Shulchan Aruch. Who is that? Okay, so we have to.
Has nothing to do with Inonia, right?
Nothing, no, this is after the Aminos has ended. This is doing Avdeilus. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Rav Moshe Feinstein, as it is what Moshe said, this is part of the Nihum Avelim. This is part of the Tanchumim that we are consoling the Avel by bringing him food. This is part of the process of the Nechama. This isn't part of Simchor saying Shalom Aleichem, then we want to give you a present. That's not the concept at all. This will be important a little bit later. This far, we'll see a nafkamina for this. But he says this is part of the Nechama, the consolation of the Avel, that we want to bring food and take care of him. So number one is physically taking care of him. Number two is more spiritually, emotionally taking care of him. And number three, the Tamei HaMinhagim brings from the Mavar Yavok, that Kikochos Hadin Ata Sholtim Bebeisu B'chol HaShalot. Right now we have the Kochos Hadin that have descended upon this house. We have to counteract the din. We have to counteract the judgment on this house with chesed. And accordingly, kind of blends a couple of reasons, a makla briyalah, in the food that he has in his own house has a decree of din on it, we should counteract that with rachamim. So we have a third reason here why we should do a chesed, not let him eat of his own food, but let's counteract that and make sure he eats of somebody else's. So how do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? This is brought in the Gemara. We have three reasons. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? So we're in the left column, page Reish on the bed.
According to Ramosha answer, well, that as long as you do with the first meal, it would be...
Well, that's the nafkamina, Jonathan. You're way ahead of it. Very good.
That's very good. Dies in the town different than
well, is that?
The person dies in a place different than he lives. So people that they die in America, they bring theirs as well. They don't have a house.
You know, it could be... It's on those people that are available. Okay, so raised on the day's left column... Second paragraph in the bottom, it says, V'nitzak l'halacha b'shulchan aruch yiradeya, Avel asur le'echol mishelo, b'seuda, what's the next word?
Rishona.
Right? Avel is prohibited to eat of himself, not the whole day. Shulchan aruch passes otherwise. He says it applies in the first meal. We will get back to that. The first meal after the kura is the seuda sovra, u'mitzvah al shcheina. There's a mitzvah on the neighbors. Important. It's very difficult to remember this concept. He's involved in the Pura and everyone goes to the Pura. There is a mitzvah on the neighbors, the people. It doesn't have to be necessarily the next door neighbor, but the friends, the people in the neighborhood have to make sure that that meal is being prepared for the Abelim.
Mitzvah.
What?
Baby,
right, there we think of it. But Avelus, a mitzvah al shcheinav, shiachluchu mishalahem, kedeshan lo yocham mishalah. Kind of like two deals, like two sides of the same coin. Let's make sure we have food from us to make sure that he doesn't have his own food. That's the concept. There's a mitzvah on the shchein. So the Gesher HaChaim says, out of town, we have different shaylos now. How about if he doesn't have a neighbor that has food? No one is able to do it. No one has time. The food was done so quickly. What do you do then? What was that?
So the
neighbor should do that. The neighbor should order in. But it says if he has food, he can give that food to a neighbor as a matana, as a gift, and they can return it to him. Or he can give it to a child of his who's not he's not supporting, and they can give it back to him. It's similar to Gemara about swapping. If people don't have their seudas on Purim, you can swap with somebody else. So here he can give it as a matana to somebody else, and they can give it back. And if he has, level number three. Level number one is the neighbor's supply. Level number two, if he doesn't have neighbors that can do it, he can give it as a gift, they can return it. Level number three, he's got no one around.
That means
that
Avel can give
gifts. He what?
That means that Avel can give matana.
We'll get to that shayla. No, he can give to others. The issue is his recipient. And that we're going to talk about. That's your nafkamina. So it's the same point as we'll see. We'll put these two points together. Yeah. Okay. So and level number three is if he doesn't have anyone to give it to, he doesn't have neighbors to give it. He doesn't have anyone to give as a gift to return it to him. He doesn't have to starve. He doesn't have to go hungry. Then he would be permitted in that case to eat of his own food. Less than ideal. What was that? There's another circular mitzvah we'll have. When can an Avel, is he not allowed to leave for the house? Or is the concept that he should be freed up and not have to leave his house? And if he has to leave for certain reasons, he can leave. Big nafkamina for that is people who come to Eretz Yisrael and want to go back for a few days. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, if they're not able to sleep at the Beit Avel, all the siblings come together and come to one place, there's not enough place for everyone to sleep, are they allowed to go home? So we'll admit to them in the future. Have that for the also. But where they don't have a mini, can they go out to shul? Very good. Very good. Okay, so...
I guess so,
but better is it comes from somebody else. Meaning there are two dinim. If there's nobody else, then that's a god. So if you're in level 3, maybe maskir at first rather than just taking from yourself. I guess that's taking care of one side. He's not eating of his, but he's not eating from somebody else. So it takes care of half the issue. I hear.
Yeah.
Good svara. Okay, so next, there's the Rosh says that how about a woman who is married? Can the husband supply the seuda to her? So the Rosh says we're on page based on the Gimel. Right column where it says Ubehemshach in the middle. Ubehemshach Vav Kasas on the rest is as follows: Aval Isha Nira Ri Deena Yotzes B'Shel Bala. A married woman cannot fulfill this concept by being fed the Sudas of Ra from her husband. He brings two reasons: Kevan Shechayah B'Mezonoshah, because he's required. This isn't a Chesed based on the Svar of Chesed. We're not doing a Chesed for her. He's required to give her a meal. And number two, V'gam Kevan She'ochtin Tadir Yimo. She always eats with him. Lo Nechti Kelechem Shalachem. It doesn't also have the appearance that somebody. So Tachlis, the answer is nobody is supplying. He's supplying. He has to give it anyway. And it doesn't even have the appearance that anyone is bringing the meal because he always eats. There's nothing unusual here. So we pass from the Shulchan Aruch next paragraph down. Like this rush and another demon from the rush that I didn't get into. Isha Shira Avil. If there's a woman who is sitting, Avelus, Ein La Anashim La Brosa, it's not for the men to bring us about. Women bring to women, men to men. This isn't social hour, social party. It should be proper. Aval Nashim Avrin, women to women. Be Isha Nesua Shira Avil. If you have a woman sitting on Avelus, Ein La Yachola Lachol Suda Rishon Mishabal. It's not that she can eat it from her husband, and has to come from other people. Okay, so we're going to get back to the question now of which meal or meals does it apply to? Are we talking about the entire week? The entire Avelus? Are we talking about the first day? Or are we talking about the first meal? So we're on page Reish Lamed Gimel, where it says B'Gemara, towards the top of the page, second full paragraph, B'Gemara Moikath and Muva Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Avel Yom Rishon, this is the Gemara that we saw before, it says the entire first day, also Lecho Lecha Mishalo. So Avel can't eat of the food of himself. So it says the Yom Rishon, Tosa says, it's the entire day. So if they have a number of meals during that day, the Shechinim, the neighbors, have to supply all of the meals in that day. So for example, if the food is at night, they come back, they're hungry, first meal then. Has to be from the neighbors, based on Tosfos. Wake up in the morning, davening, breakfast, they're hungry. Neighbors have to bring bagels and lox and whatever else. Lunch comes. Lunch, another meal, Sudas abroad. Number three. Number four, before Shkia, as long as during the same day, the neighbors have to supply all of the meals. However, most poskim are of the view, and this is how we paskin in the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, that it's lav dafka the first day. It means the first meal, and that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch.
If you're on the airplane, you're okay.
If you are after the Kfura.
Right.
If you go right back after, then what are you going to do?
No, they don't want to give people by the cemetery right after the Kura, give people food.
They are not.
I've seen that.
Bunch of times. When people were going
straight back. Going straight back.
Very nice. Okay, now we'll talk about what you have to give them. Is it enough for them to have a macaroon, or do you need something, more substantial? Okay, so the Getzer Achayim points out also that if the person is nikvar bayom, this is also in the Shulchan Aruch, if the person is buried right before Shkia, then you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Right before Shkia, it's the first day. If the first day ends right then there's no mitzvah of Sudas Hava, because there was no meal during the same day as the Kfura. The concept is during the day of the Kfura, the next meal is the Sudas Hava. Okay, the Rav Moshe was asked, and now we're going to get back to Jonathan's question. How about the rest of Shiva? Sometimes people bring food in. People bring food in. Rav Moshe was asked, is that a proper thing to do? Not only the Suda Habra, which we've now defined according to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh, as being the first meal. According to the Tosfos, it's the first day. Okay, either way. But how about the rest of the days? Rav Moshe was asked the following question. We're on Reish Lamed Dalet. Bottom right, Ule'inyan. Ule'inyan Acha. Go down to the fourth line. Hine bedavo masha be medina zo. Talking about in America, Yeshu medina avelim bimei ha-shiva chavilo shel minei ochel. And I've seen this. People bring in and bagels now and cakes and donuts and danishes and they bring food and mashkin. And the person posing the question asked of Moshe, shouldn't this be problematic for two reasons? Number one, Alef Medina Yisrael Shloch Manos LaAvel Avol Yudei Chodesh, that we can't give gifts to an Avel over a parent during the whole year. But Kosha can be Mei Shiva, and certainly during the Shiva we're not giving gifts. And there's a Shaila, how can you deliver Mishloach Manot to somebody who's an Avelus during the year? You can't give it to a relative or something like that, but that's included as a gift. Beis, Mitzachu Minagakum. He says it's also Minagakum that the non-Jews, when they have, when somebody's sitting Shiva, when they have the condolence, the wake, and the sleep, and whatever it is, they bring all this food. They have a celebration to the Yahoo. So Rav Moshe says, Bada, it's not the right thing to do. However, it's not usher. I can't say it's usher. Batam, we're on Reish Lamed Dalet, the second paragraph, which says left side. Reish Lamed Dalet, left side, where it says Batam Poshu. Diyamim Eilu Shechayavim Lenachmo Hevi Avasa Banos Avasa Manos Minanatam Kumim. Our concept of bringing the food is part of the condolence. It's not a greeting. It's not simcha. It's not a gift during the Shiva. During the Shiva, that's not the intention, is to bring a gift. And it's not like bringing the rest of the year the Shiva. During the rest of the year, if you bring somebody food, it's a gift. And an avel you're not allowed to give a gift to, so it's a problem. But during Shiva, Rav Moshe says it's part of the tanchumi. So he says, Lamaisa, the min of Yisrael is to not bring. To bring the Suda Tavra, those are the first day. He says the min of, we don't know the reason for sure, Rav Moshe says, but there's a reason likely that we shouldn't bring, that we can do. But he says it's not usher. So if people do bring, you don't have to return the food to them. You don't have to throw it out. It can be used. You can keep it. Shouldn't be done. But in fact, there's a Beis Yosef brings the min of that they used to bring. The Beis Yosef brings the minhag that they used to bring all of Shiva food to the Avelim. And he says the concept was, if you have people who were not well off, they wouldn't be able to work this week. We need to make sure on a very tactical, very real level that they have food to eat. So he says not only would it apply to Amin, but he says they would also do it to Ashirim, wealthy, to make sure to not embarrass the poor. So the min on the Beis Yosef brings was to bring all of Shiva, supply the needs of people, whether they're wealthy or not, to make sure that they're taken care of.
But is there a rule on Lacha that you're not allowed to take food out of the house and all those?
You know, it's based on a concept of the third reason that there's a tumah in the house. Now, the Sfaradim, I never seen it. Our Makbid, I was at a terrible situation. When I was in high school, there was a kid, and this is an important thing to see because I see a lot of people make this mistake. I remember I was in high school in, I think it was ninth grade, and somebody came in, knocked on the door. He wasn't in high school with us. He had been in elementary school. He made an announcement that a friend of ours from elementary school had been killed in a car accident. And what happened was that he hit somebody on a highway. I think this is the story. He got out to help, and he himself was hit. And unfortunately, you hear those stories all the time. It happened to another person in Los Angeles not too long ago. His car stalled out. They see it in the car. Somebody came and hit him. Somebody came and hit him, and his wife was killed on the spot. He was hit by the truck. It was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. So if you see somebody, you have to keep your eyes open. If your car breaks down, don't sit in the car if it's a dangerous place. You got to get out and get away from the car because it's a real sakana. So there, he was a Sfaradi. I remember going to the Beis Abba. His father was sitting shiva on a child. And afterward, everyone comes together around the table and, you know, 10, 20 people each say a bracha on the food that's brought into the Beis Abba. Mezonos and eitz and adama and shahakal, and each one goes to it. So Sfaradim don't have them in it. Ashkenazim are maskit and not. Not typically eat, even eat there.
You might eat something like that, but it's obviously is, not. Is, how many times have I been told people would say they're the other one, and they would say, take, and say, no, you're not allowed to take that decision.
Okay, so,
Some do.
According to the answer that the meal for the Menachem,
yeah.
If the oven is telling you to take.
On my grandfather's day, they had a table for food.
Is he Sfaradi or Ashkenazi?
No, he's a Yerushalmi. He's very much
good. To what?
Ashkenazi.
With, to have, to give people.
To
give people, yeah. Okay, different than Agudah. Okay, so Kadima, onward. So Rav Moshe was asked this question. He said there's no Esther to bring, we're talking about bringing, but ideally it should, but on the other hand, the Beis Yosef says people would bring all Shiva. Okay, our next question, a very important question, is does this Esther, effectively an Esther and Agudah to eat, of his own food, does it apply to all types of food? It's really two questions. Does it apply to all types of food? Or is it only lechem? The Gemara says lechem. He has to bring to eat the lechem from other people. How about the rest of the food? How about drink? So what does it apply to? And number two is, how about if it's right before the Sudha Sefer? Meaning you'll get to the Sudha Sefer, but they want to have a snack beforehand. They want to have a drink beforehand. Does it apply to that also? Do they have to wait till they actually have the Sudha, that it kind of acts as a matir? That it will only after the Sudha Sefer they permitted to start eating from their own food. So we're on Reish Lamed Hey, top right. Top right, it says, the Gemara, Mo'e Kata Muba, this is the Gemara we saw before, Mo'e Rabbi Yehuda, Mo'e Rab, Abel, Yom Rishon, Asher Lecho, Lechem Mishalo. Right there, it says Lechem. He can't eat a Lechem, bread of himself. So we would think it only applies to Lechem, that he has only Lechem he can't eat of his own, but other foods he can eat of his own. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention Lechem. The Shulchan Aruch says, Abel, Asher Lecho, Mishalo, Besuda Rishona. The Suda Rishona, and he said, it's a lechem. Whatever the Suda is made of, whatever food it is, he can't eat of his own. If it's bread or whatever, if it has meat in it, you have bread with everything else, the whole thing has to come from somebody else. So the Dibre Nakhil was asked, how about a snack? How about a mezonos before? And how about fruit, whatever it is? So we're Eishlam and hey, bottom right column, bottom right, Achein the Maisis, as the Diva Malkiel, who passed away about a little over 100 years ago in Poland. Achein the Maisis, Nira Sha'asu, La'ava Lechol, A Pelas Mishala. The Adel can't eat any of his own food, even Pelas, even fruit. The Ha'a Poskin Kulam Kasu Sham. The poskim did not say lechem, that they could bread. If they don't say it's limited to bread, they say also the avo lechem mishelo. And they deleted the word lechem. Apparently, they had a different gersh in the Gemara. Good question. We'll get to that in a little bit. Vis-a-vis this question, because there's two questions. Question number one is, what can the avo eat of his own? And question number two, which is very similar, what do the neighbors have to supply? So I'm going to delay on that question until the second question. What do the neighbors have to do? Do they actually have to bring bread, or do they have to just bring sustenance? So we'll get to that in a minute.
We're still talking about the first meal.
We're still talking, guys, let's talk about the first meal. The Sudas of Ra, the first meal. So the Diva Malkiel says that the Poskim didn't go race to the Gemara that it's limited to Lechem. They apply it to the Suda Rishon. It all has to be brought. It all has to be brought by the Shreinim. But how about having a Ti'ima if they want to taste something before that meal? We just established the whole meal has to be brought. Not just lechem, the whole meal, lechem with everything else, let's assume, has to be brought by the nib. But he comes home and wants to have a snack. Can he have a snack? Because sometimes we distinguish between a ti'ima and achila. Achila, the whole meal, has to come from the neighbors, but a ti'ima. We had that, the shir on, can he eat before shofar blowing? And we insert our, before the lulav, before whatever. And sometimes we distinguish between having just a little nibble and having a meal. So he says, Lamaisa, we are no hag, that the Avelim will not eat anything. Will not eat anything before the Suda Sabra. So that's where the Dibra Melchiel comes out. Achal, Kurak, Ochlin, take of Suda Sabra. We are no hag that immediately the Avelim come and they'll immediately have the Suda Sabra. Don't eat anything for themselves, have the Suda, and that takes care of it. So our next question then is, how about a drink? A drink. Want to come home, have a quick drink. The food is not ready yet. Neighbors are just getting back from the kfura. Can they have the drink? So we're Reish Lamed Hey, left column in the middle where it says, Begesher HaChayim. Begesher HaChayim Kasa Bazeh Da'achar Shekol Ikar Achiv Hu Alechem. Because really, the Gemara says Alechem. It's limited to bread. We don't pass in that way. But look, Lechem, it says, Lechem, bread. Mistaber Shemuta Lishad Mishelo. He says it makes sense. The Gesher HaChaim is a classic, one of the classic works on Avelim. He says it makes sense that it doesn't apply if you want to have tea or coffee before the Suda Sabra, that would be accepted. Now, Rabbi Vadi Yosef was asked the same question, he'll be older. And he says, first he starts talking about does it apply to non bread items. So he says, look at this in Parsha. Parsha told us, Esav comes from down in front from the field. Haliteni namin adamalga. Give me some of the red stuff. What was he cooking? Lentils. Lentils is not bread, and nonetheless we see that Yaakov was cooking lentils for his father. Apparently it doesn't only apply to bread, it applies to other things also. That Yitzchak could cook his own lentils, he had to have somebody else cook his own lentils. So if the deen doesn't apply to lentils, certainly it doesn't apply also to drinks, if you want to have a drink. But he says, maybe the lentils is a different concept. The lentils has to come from somebody else, because that was part of a meal. And when you're supplying a meal with bread, all of that has to come from somewhere else. But if it's just a drink, he says, maybe that's not a problem. So the Vadi Yosef comes out, and the Gesher HaChaim says that, okay, the meal, all parts of the meal should come from the Shechinim, should come from the neighbors, not the Abba, but a drink would be acceptable before the Suda Sabra, even if it's from the Avel. The Dibra Melchiel says, no, I disagree. It only applies to water. Water, maybe, we can be nakel on it. He says, similar to being nakel on water before Havdalah, that if somebody's really thirsty and needs a drink, this is very relevant on Yom Kippur, come home, and somebody is parched and needs a drink, and can you drink before Abdullah? As long as after mom, we pass it, you can have water. Water is okay, so he says similar. And Abba, you want to have water, okay, we can be nakel on that, otherwise we're not going to be nakel. But he says, nonetheless, the minna, the Tibur Malkiel, as we mentioned before, is to have the Suda Sabra immediately, and to not get into the Kailara. We have no way to not have anything. Yeah, anything at all. Okay, that's his view. Okay, our next question is, so your question before, what's your name? So Mark's question is when the neighbors are supplying the meal, what do they have to supply? Is it just the bread? Or do they have to supply a lot more? So this is a three-way machlokas. The Gesher HaChaim says bread or a mizonos. We would have to supply. But you can't just bring fruit and chicken. It needs to be bread or mazonas. Rav Schoenbach and his Shuvas van Hagos disagreed. He says benir alani usata shesoyt lechem dafka shebazet dafka mikrosuda. What's a suda? Suda is defined by bread. So he says the neighbors are obligated to bring bread. It's not a mazonas. It has to be bread. And
the bread, all the stuff you need after in the same meal.
And that's why everything has to be supplied. Everything has to be supplied. And it includes everything. And that's why it's a real suda. From his own or somebody else's?
Let's say I take someone else's pasta and make it for him.
So that's not ideal because it's still his own food.
Yeah.
Very good question. It must be related to Jonathan. So, Shita number one is, bread, the Gesher Chaim bread or a mezonah. Shita number two, Tshuvas Vanago says, no, it has to be bread. It is an obligation on the neighbor to supply a bread meal, a meal based on bread. That's the concept. It has to be a real tzuda. And Shita number three, the Dibur Ma'akil brings in the name of the Ramban, that there was a minhag in a few places, so the minority view, to do the Chasuda Tavra just with lentils and wine without lechem. And without lechem. So lentils and wine. Lechai. That was the minhag. That is not how we are knowing. We do bring bread. For real, it's a hardcore stuff. So just to conclude on one final point, what is this concept of having lentils as for Sudas Havra? Why lentils? What's the concept? So there are two reasons. So Reish Lamed Zayin on the left side, it says the Gemara of the Vatra. Tezayin of Aves Muba Shabba Osa Yom Shem Nitzva Avram Avinu, on that day that Avram Avinu passed away, Asa Yaakov Avinu Tavshil Shal Adoshim Lenachem Ed Yitzchak Avinu. That's what we saw. That's what the Gemara that was brought by Rashi, that Yaakov was making the Sudas Avro based on lentils. And Maishna Shal Adoshim. Why specifically lentils for Sudas Avro? Amrei b'marva mishrei d'rabba b'ramari ma'adasha. This is reason number one of the Gemara. Ma'adasha, just like a lentil. Ein lapeh, it doesn't have a mouth. In other words, some beans have a lip inside of it, have a crack inside of it. Lentils don't, it's only round. It does ein lapeh, at avel ein lapeh. Also an avel doesn't have a mouth. In other words, we're not supposed to be greeting an avel. Shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. There are certain protocols when it comes to viewing, interacting with an avel, what's proper, greetings and discussions and what's not. In certain days, at the beginning of avelus, we don't greet him at all. He doesn't respond, he responds after, or whatever.
Would eggs be acceptable?
Ah, hold the question. Very good. So, beta number one, let's see. Very good. We're going to see that from Nachamina between the two reasons. So, based on the first reason, Adashim represents that there's no mouth. It's totally closed, just like the Avel doesn't have any doesn't chatter, we don't greet him, etc. Next paragraph, that of the Hemshach, Gemara, Kuba, Tam, Shani. There's another reason brought why Adashim, why lentils, Madua, Mabinus, Avel, Adashim, Dabar, Acher, Ma, Adasha, Zom, Mibgu, Geles, the Adasha is totally rounded. Af Avelus, Mibgar, Geles, Umach, Zeres, Al, Koba, Elam, so to eat. There's a phrase in English, the wheel of life, right? Mm-hmm. So too, this represents the wheel of life. The Adasha is totally round. So no too, Abeirus, no beginning, no end. So too, Abeirus, it goes around. It's always going to impact somebody at some point in life. So it's the wheel of life. It does not all the time, but sometimes it's going to happen. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between them? The nafkamina is eggs. Eggs on the one hand have no opening, just like Sadashi. On the other hand, very good, Tishubab, and one other time, we'll see. And so, another time. Nafkamina between the eggs is it doesn't have an opening, so that's like Sadashi. On the other hand, it's not round. It's not like a wheel that goes round and round and round. So based on that, lentils apply both reasons. They seem to apply one reason. Now the Gesher Achaim Reish Lamed Ches, where page Reish Lamed Ches top right says the Gesher Achaim, Hey Bigamkin. This is how the Gesher Achaim brings down Shenohagim LaAchilo Pas O Uga. It says in parentheses, but it should be Pas Im Beisim Avushalos. He brings down eggs. Kashim v'karim, they should be hard and boiled and cold. O adashim shemachal abelim, or it should be adashim. He brings down either one. Minag, either one should be egg, should be adashim te'em and peh, ka'avo, because they don't have a peh, they don't have a mouth like an avo, they have a gulim, and they're roundish, right? For the adashim are certainly round, and the beitim are roundish. Semel avelus amagal yalim acharza kobelim. This one, it's representing, he brings both reasons, that Velus is round and it impacts, it goes around the world and impacts people. Now, what an interesting point that some portion that Risha brings that at a Shalom Zachar, we know that there's certain minagim nowadays to have arbit, so they used to have a minag to have lentils, but it applies why lentils? Well, it represents also the cycle of life in a positive fashion. And also, we know that there's the concept that when the child comes out, the child in utero was learning Torah the entire time. When exiting, there's a malach that hits him on his forgot the entire Torah. So this is a time of avdeus of the child over the Torah that they have lost. So there's some Mefarshim say the reason we have a Shalom Zachar is to be Menachem Avel over the child who is in Abelus over all the Torah has been lost. So we would have Adashim also at that time. Now we have the Arvis, which also represents the cycle of life.
And some rabbi screamed at me, said, no, it's an opportunity to read during the Torah.
It's an opportunity.
You celebrate. It's a celebration. The opportunity to get far from relearning the Torah. That's life.
All right.
Another, don't say it's a bad. It's a
well, he's wrong. So I don't know. Stephen Pani Matora, but that's not brought down by the Mefarshim. On the present reason for Shalom Zachar.
What about when Bob passed the Goyim?
And a girl. They were born with this. I don't know.
When people say that it's because it doesn't have a pay, that's nice. I mean, it sounds very nice.
It's symbolic. It's symbolic.
I'm not going to say it's round because the cycle of life. But
it's symbolic. It's symbolic. Symbolic. It's a minhagim, symbolic minhagim. Okay, a word on Parsha. This week's Parsha, along the same lines, we know that Esav comes back after hunting in the field. He's 15 years old. Says, give me the red stuff. And it says, okay, and because of this, his name is called Edom. Adam, right? The red stuff. So Roshoka, Captain Ellen Bogan asked the following question. He's 15 years old. This doesn't seem to be a very seminal event that he's coming back and asking for the red stuff, and because of that we call him Edom. There's a much more significant event that happened exactly when he was born. He was born.
He was hairy, he was red,
but it doesn't say they called him Edom. This guy is Edom. This guy... Why only 15 years later? Why not at a much significant event when he was born and he saw the reddish look? And it doesn't seem to make any sense.
He didn't know how he was going
to turn out. So it says as follows. There's another person in Tanakh who is called Edomi. Who is that?
David
HaMelech. David HaMelech. It says, the Medrash says, he also had a reddish look. He also had, and it says to the effect, even that when Shmuel HaNavi was told, we're making a change of the guard. Shaul's out, David's in, Shmuel sees him, and he's got nervous. This isn't good, he's a mark. We have a problem here. I'm nervous about this guy. He's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calmed him down, says, don't worry, he's not like Esav. Esav killed at whim. David and Melech doesn't kill at whim, only if them Sanhedrin permission. Only if I was just learning this with my daughter, Shmuel Aleph, and you see each time David, when he was running from Shaul, he would check with the Ephod. Can I go out to war? Can I not? It's an amazing thing. He constantly was checking, is this the proper thing to do or not?
He knew how to do it, but he got permission.
He was checking. It wasn't at whim, and Asaph was at whim. I'm going to kill at whim. But David Melo was very controlled. And in fact, that's why Rabbi Katzalanella and Gogan explained why they waited till 15 years. You see somebody red, he's born. You don't want to make a decision on such a person, judging he's going in this direction, he's going to be a murderer, he's going to be a terrible person. Wait to see the direction the person will go, because people can go, even with these certain tendencies, they can use it for a positive, in a positive fashion, like David Amel, or a negative fashion. So anyone who saw him, he's red, let's not judge the kid. He's red. We see there's something going on here. But don't judge. But when he was 15 and he came back from the field killing and doing this and avodah zarah, then we thought, okay, mikra shmo edom. This guy is terrible. This guy's negative. And in fact, at 15, yeah. There's a famous Gemara at the end of Shabbos that says that somebody is born under the mazel of Mahdi, which is Mars, represents blood. He may be a mohel, a shoche, a thief,
a doctor
from Tovu Lara, a surgeon, it says, all right, it says a surgeon, or he may, in other words, the Gemara explains that people have proclivities. You're born under mazel Mahdi. You have these proclivities towards violence or whatever, but it can be used in a positive fashion or it can be used in a negative fashion. Somebody's a moral shochet is using it in a positive fashion. Somebody who's a robber is using it in a negative fashion. Adam. Adam. Red.
Yeah, red. So that's why we call Rome Edom. And even today, the Catholic Church is Edom.
Edom.
And even in all of Europe, it's Edom.
That's Edom.
Labeling products from Israel just like the Nazis.
That's Edom. So Lamaisa, that's the explanation. When he was at a little baby boy, we see the proclivity. Mazel Mahdi. But it can be used positive still. And only at 15 do we say, ah, this is Edom, because unfortunately you went in the direction of the robber, of the thief, of the murder, and of the shochet and the mocha. Have a good Shabbat. Yeah.
Why is Esau Bashir Kosher? Can we
because he found, it's a very good question, he found food right there. And when you're that hungry, you, whatever it is, you take it. Have a good shot.